I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. How pretty am I? If I'm Google, the answer is oh, so pretty. Google says it's worth $36 billion. The internet search engine is about to file its initial public offering. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, if Google says it's worth $36 billion, how much are the shares worth?
Well, according to Google, it's expecting each share to cost somewhere between $108 and $135 each. And it plans to sell just shy of 25 million shares. About 14 million of those would be sold directly by the company, Class A common stock. And it says it hopes that those shares will raise upwards of $1.6 billion just for the company's coffers. The other shares will be sold by existing stockholders. And once this IPO actually happens, and we still don't know exactly when that will be, the stock will list on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol of Goog, G-O-O-G.
Those shares sound like they're awfully expensive. I thought Google was planning to set the price through an auction.
Yeah, that is still the plan, a Dutch auction of their shares. This price is what the company believes it's worth and will get from bidders, but it's really only a suggestion. Investors will bid for how many shares they want, what price they want to pay for those shares. Once all the bids are in, the investment banks handling the IPO, which are Credit Suisse, First Boston, and Morgan Stanley, they, along with the company, will decide the price at which all these shares can be sold off. So if you're above that price, you'll be in. If you're below it, you probably aren't going to be getting any of their stock. Ultimately, the share value will be up to investors. And by the way, only 9% of the company's outstanding stock will be up for sale this time around.
This is one of the hottest stocks to come around in a long time. Do you think this is a good way for average investors to get in on them?
Well, some observers say this is actually a bit of a risky way to invest because the price could go too high. And, of course, there's no guarantee that Google is going to be around for a long time, long enough to make that investment worthwhile. Can it stay on the cutting edge? Is there another search engine out there that could come along and have some great new technology or an unusual marketing strategy? Always a risk. But right now, Google is doing pretty well. It had nearly $1 billion in revenue last year. It just reported earnings of $143 million for the first half of this year on revenues of more than $1 billion. So far, analysts are staying excited about the prospect of this IPO, and a lot of people see it really as a test of whether Silicon Valley is going to get a second chance at stardom after the big dot-com collapse. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at the delegate demographics at this week's Democratic Convention in Boston.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thank you very much, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.